Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. In today's world of scientific miracles, where you only pop a few pills and you're healed, seems to take away from the healing miracles of Jesus. As you listen to this series of stories, I hope you come to understand, Jesus would just touch someone and they would be healed. I call it the touch of Jesus. A man covered with leprosy went and found Jesus, fell down on his knees in front of Jesus. "Jesus, if you're willing, I know you can heal me. If you're willing, you can cleanse me." Well, Jesus had compassion for this man. He reached down and he touched him. And immediately the leprosy fell from him. The man was cleansed. But this came with a stern warning. "Tell no one. You shall go to the high priest. You shall make the sacrifices as written by the law of Moses for those who are cleansed of leprosy. Now go and be gone." Oh, but he didn't do what Jesus said. He went and told everybody. He told everybody how Jesus had just touched him and the leprosy was gone. Well, now whenever Jesus entered into a city, the crowds just chased after him. He couldn't go into the cities anymore. He stayed out in the country where there were less people, and they still looked for him. They still wanted the touch of Jesus. If Jesus would show up today with this ability just to touch someone, and they would be healed of all their ailments, can you imagine the crowds that would come and seek him? People would come from all over the world just to receive the touch of Jesus. In my story today, a leper was healed. Do you know any other stories in the Bible where Jesus heals lepers? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.